Hey, I'm going to bug out on Carrie Underwood for just a little bit here. This is Bob at KPIN Radio Live, and I have Catherine with the Sheriff's Department on the line here. Catherine, let's see if we can get on the air. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay? Yeah, I think you are on the air. Catherine's going to give us a little bit of an update on what happened today in the 400 block of Country Club Lane. A lot of fire trucks are out there.
Yeah, it sounded a lot worse than it was. So there was a small collision reported about 11:40 this morning between a passenger vehicle and a power pedestal at, like you said, that 400 block of Country Club Lane just east of the golf course. Unfortunately, it caused a series of odd electrical chain reaction that set off small electrical fires in a number of homes. That's why there was such a response by our fire departments, which I understand they did amazing. So based on that, what's going on at this point, residents are allowed back in their homes, but we're asking them to not turn on your power because power is actually still about 2 hours out from being restored by Rocky Mountain. And then at that point, we really need to get an electrician into your home to verify before you turn on the power that there isn't going to set off any more small electrical fires, because that was the situation this afternoon. We do want you to get back in your home, though, and turn on the water in your kitchen and your bathrooms so that you don't have any potential pipes burst. And if you need any assistance finding different places to stay for the evening, or if you have any questions or concerns, there is personnel on scene still. Jim Mitchell with our emergency management is working on trying to get people who might not have family or friends in the area that they can stay with. He's trying to get them set up with some places to stay for the evening. I believe Bob Jones is on scene as well, as are some other maintenance people from the town to try to help with this situation. So the biggest thing right now is just please do not go in, even in a couple hours after Rocky Mountain has restored power. Don't go in and flip the breakers on in your home. You need to get an electrician. I believe there is a master electrician on scene also, kind of waiting so he can help people get through their homes to make sure that there's no more of these small electrical fires. Apparently, after it was they found these small fires, the fire departments put all those out, and then a house across the street, they saw smoke billowing from the garage and had to go fight that fire for the majority of the afternoon. So it's a pretty serious situation over there that, interestingly, just was caused by some small little collision that wasn't, I guess, so small. So,
well, the volts weren't small. It sent, sure, high voltage into those homes, and wow, look out when that happens.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I take it that homes on both sides of the street in the 400 block were affected?
I believe so. Captain Wes Johnson is on scene. He's going to have more information about exactly which homes were. For now, I think it's just that entire section of the 400 block that's just been shut down, and residents are asked to get with the personnel on scene, get in your home, turn on the water, and then wait until we can help you get an electrician through there too, before you turn the power back on from the meter into your home.
Okay, so this is all going on right now, and we'll continue to go on to the evening. I'm talking to you at 6:42 p.m., and we'll continue to stay in touch and let people know where things are. But at the moment, the 300 block, people were able to return to their homes earlier to the 300 block, and now the 400 block, if I understand you correctly, the 400 block, people can return now, make contact with the emergency responders, and again, don't go in and turn electrical stuff on yet. That still needs to be checked out.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like I got that right.
All right, perfect.
Well, thank you very much here. We'll get back to music here. We'll get Carrie Underwood back on for you here.